This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Be who I am, and I think that's it. You know, just be myself, come out, be aggressive, and, you know, get it done in multiple ways. You know, it's a team. We've always been a team. I've always preached team. I've done whatever, you know, to kind of push this team forward, so whatever is needed of me, you know, I'm excited to be able to, you know, facilitate in whatever role. So it could change each game, each night. Defensively, offensively, but the goal is to just lead, just be myself.
I don't know how Nelly's dealing with the Tatum news.
That's got to be tough.
It's tough for all of St. Louis.
Uh-huh, no doubt.
Nelly and the St. Lunatics.
All of them.
Chingy.
I think I'm out.
Well, Murphy Lee, of course.
Yeah.
I think you're sleeping on Murphy Lee over there,
mm-hmm.
One of the main St. Lunatics.
Right.
But yeah, I like that answer from Jaylen Brown. I tend to like listening to Jaylen after some of these games. And more importantly than anything he said, it's the way he came out and played in the second half. I think fans may forget because they ran New York out of the building in the third quarter and poured it on even more in the fourth, and it was a 20-point game. I think you kind of forget how close that game was and how well the Knicks were playing in the first half and how the Knicks were up 9. And the Celtics regrouped at halftime. Mazzulla shuffled his lineup. And Jaylen came out and, I think, led by example, diving on the floor and the way he was defending Brunson in that third quarter. I was surprised when I dug in on the advanced metrics and the matchup data. It wasn't as good as it looked. It felt like he was bothering Brunson and getting over screens on Brunson, and he wanted the Brunson matchup in that quarter. That's when Brunson picked up a million fouls. I think the way Jaylen came out after halftime, it's a huge, huge, huge reason they won that game last night.
Yeah, and it's funny. They went to the line a ton. Now, part of that is Brunson had 5 fouls. They went as a team to the line a ton, but they didn't hit a very high percentage.
Celtics,
so,
no.
Yeah, so like part of me was getting a little worried about that. It's like, all right, it's hard to pull away when Derek White missed 2 free throws in the quarter and Jaylen Brown missed 3 free throws and Drew Holiday missed the only one he took. You're like, wait, guys, like you got to kind of make them pay for this. But then they obviously were able to, and Derek White was hit a couple threes in the quarter, and that was also the monster Luke Kornet quarter where he plays wire to wire. So, again, it's funny. Jaylen Brown played such a great game. He actually didn't hit a shot in the third quarter, and that was the quarter which they turned things around. But he was really good in the second quarter.
I'm telling you, he played himself to exhaustion. Like he left the game because he was tell he was dragging because he was giving so much effort on the defensive end.
And that's one where you wonder if Mazzulla, like when they took him out in the fourth, if they weren't up by as much, would they have been able to do it?
What do you think? Good question.
Like it made sense, and you're like, all right, get him out, give him a break. But
we haven't talked about this. Do you notice at the end of the game, it was like a staring contest between Mazzulla and Tibbs to get their guys out? Did you notice that? The Celtics were playing their guys, so there were like 2 minutes left. Until Tibbs waved the white flag, Mazzulla wouldn't do it. There was like
that's kind of a classic Missoula thing. I feel like even in the regular season, there are times where you're like, these guys are still out there.
I gotta be honest, I've liked that in the past. Last night, when you're already down Tatum and you're going to be down Porzingis,
playing with fire,
you do not need Jalen landing on somebody's ankle in the final 3 minutes when you're up 20.
I feel like Missoula was on one last night. He was like screaming at Tony Brothers. He was trying to get teed up.
He almost got teed. That would have been a moronic.
Oh, speaking of teed
situation
up
situation where he got teed up.
Thank God they didn't spend time on the Brown heart thing. Thank God. I was so when Jalen Brown
reviewing it.
Yes.
Oh my God.
Well, they did tee him up.
No. They teed him up, but they didn't spend an hour reviewing it.
Oh, got it.
Let's not. Even Reggie Miller was like, just, you know, double technical and move on, which thankfully that's what it was. Because that, you know them. Like, they'll look, well, was it a flagrant? Like, let me take a look. Like, that was quick.
No, I mean, look, I don't know. The Celtics won, so maybe I thought the refs were fine last night. Like, Cornette, they didn't hit Cornette with a flagrant.
I didn't like the Jalen Brunson steps on Al Horford's shoe and it's a foul on Horford. And they even reviewed it and they're like, yeah, foul. I'm like, what the
but
hell?
You might be, if you're a Knicks fan, you think you got a bad whistle because Brunson got 5 fouls in the third quarter. I would understand that. Brunson and Towns are in foul trouble. You got 40 free throws last night. 40.
Yeah, you were at the line a ton.
They shot 80% on free throws. So, I mean, in some ways, you got a good whistle last night. I don't know if that's going to carry over to game 6. How do you explain the record without Tatum? They're 10-2 without Tatum. No one sent me the number. I tried to find it myself. Harlan said this more than once last night on the broadcast. They've won like 16 straight home games dating back multiple years, home games, without Tatum. How do you explain that? Does that speak to the Celtics and their overall talent? Does that speak to the quality of opponent they've played? Even New York is not, you know, some historically great team. It's just a good Eastern Conference team. So, like, how do you explain away their success without Tatum? Because they've been very successful without him.
Yeah, I think it's definitely a bunch of different things. I don't think it's one thing that stands out. They are very good. So, we talk about how deep they are. All right, you take one guy off, you're still very good. I think you could probably do that with every single player. You know, or their starters, let's say. You take a starter out, what's their record? Probably still pretty good. They have played in those 12 games not many great teams, right? They beat Orlando, who I don't think you'd call them great. I mean, they're a playoff team.
No, they're a playoff team, and they're a 500 team, and maybe they were better when they were fully healthy. But, they're not a great team by any means.
They beat Orlando, and actually they lost to it. I think the two losses are both Orlando games,
regular
I believe.
Games, yep.
And so it was like Detroit, regular season, Knicks last night, and then a bunch of really bad
Charlotte
teams.
Charlotte multiple
so
times.
So that's part of it. But I also think, all right, there are 20 shots, give or take, to be spread around to other guys who are capable of making them and capable of stepping up and having a good game. You have guys that can step up. You have an all-NBA caliber or a constant all-star as your next guy up. So this isn't like, you know, Trae Young goes down for the Hawks and you're like, all right, guys, let's step up. It's like, well, we're trying. Like there's not this huge drop off in talent, even though he's clearly their best player.
The Great Barrier Thief can only do so much.
He can only get you a steal.
So I don't want to go too far with like their style of play without Tatum because they still hooked up 49 threes and they made 22, and you're going to win a lot of games when you're hitting 45% of your threes and you make 22 of them. But I do feel like the ball moved better. I do feel like Jalen made a concerted effort not to settle for threes. He only took 5 on 17 shots, and one of the ones he made, I don't think he wanted to shoot. He took forever to line it up and was waiting for the defense to come get him. They never did, so he shot it. So I do think they play a bit differently offensively, more balanced. You know, Tatum's not bringing the ball up and wearing down the whole shot clock. Holiday, when he wasn't in foul trouble in the first half, was bringing the ball up quite a bit. I think there are stylistic differences. I think they play differently without Tatum in a lot of ways.
Yeah, plus they're not just thinking, all right, Tatum's got us. Like on this possession, like he's got it.
You said this earlier, it's true. The human nature late in the shot clock is, well, Tatum's just going
to give it to him.
There's
we'll
5 or 6 seconds left, get out of Tatum's way, he's going to figure it out. And you didn't see a lot of that last night. Mm-hmm. So, look, I don't think they're a better team without Tatum. You're a true championship contender without Tatum. Even I don't think that, but I think they do play differently. I think even people who want to defend Tatum and, you know, he's way better than we give him credit for, they play differently without him, and it's worked. They're 10-2 without him, and that's getting harder and harder to ignore, especially when you're 2-0 this postseason.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.